Hello, and welcome to part one of Captive in Canton. This radio series retells the story of my grandma, Sheila Nordstrom, and her time in communist China. Today we will be looking at her daily routine and what medicine was available to the average Chinese citizen. Did you have much of a daily routine there?
They gave you a routine that you didn't know what was coming, but you just followed whatever you were told to do, you followed. Mm. Or you did. Or you got on a bus and went with other people to see things you didn't want to see, like the hospital, which was the worst thing. They were probably the most upsetting thing, because I felt so sorry for these poor Chinese people lying there. I mean, it was so primitive. That's what things were. Primitive. The whole thing was the whole countryside around Canton. There's a river there as well. Was primitive. You could say it was primitive.
My gran went on to say that in the hospital she went to, there was very little Western medicine available. At the time, training doctors in Western medicine was not possible, and the government instead focused on training them in Eastern medicine. Dr. Yihua Fu, a historian and lecturer at the University of Lincoln, spoke about how traditional medicine was used in communist China.
Traditional Chinese medicine is really important in China. It has a history of thousands of years, and it does work. I mean, there's a reason why, you know, traditional Chinese medicine is revered. I mean, for example, you know, it's been proven that acupuncture, you know, has its uses and so on. It's used as an anaesthetic and so on. And even in today, in modern Chinese hospitals, a large amount of the Chinese budget goes towards developing traditional Chinese medicine, which is based on herbs and teas and so on, but also massage and agriculture.
These types of medicine were practiced by foot doctors, who got their name because they walked everywhere. The majority of them went through a few months of basic training that covered the main areas of Chinese medicine before being sent off to practice. They could be found across China, walking from village to village, practicing their craft and helping who they could. Eventually, Western medicine found its way into China, and today, China is a world leader in many fields of medicine. That's all for today's episode. Don't forget to tune in next time when we will look at various forms of propaganda that was found across China. Thank you for listening.